And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Today we hear from Stanley Sassine, who was part of a group of World War II soldiers called Merrill's Marauders. They were tasked with getting the Japanese out of Burma, now Myanmar. Stanley was among the group that lived to see their last battle and was 86 years old when he told this story for the first time. And he told it to his grandson, Adrian, back in 2010. One quick program note, parts of this story include violent recollections and might not be suitable for younger listeners.
It was the last battle that Merrill's was going to have to capture and hold this airport. It started off about 6 in the morning, and we were crawling our way through the bushes, through the dirt, through the mud, through the water, on and on and on and on and on. And finally, we reached the point where they were waiting for us. In the trees, all around, shots were being fired. And out of nowhere, this dear friend of mine, he was a medic, the shot came out of a tree and just took his head right off. It made me so mad that I couldn't help him. He was gone in a minute. And I knew where the shot came from, but I couldn't aim. I couldn't get to this guy unless I sort of stood up. And when I did, I got up on my knees and I was able to hit him out of his tree. I got him, but at the same moment, my standing up left me vulnerable and somebody got me, hit me in the left shoulder and took out the whole shoulder blade. Once I realized I wasn't dead, on my hands and one arm, I kept pulling myself, crawling back as far as I could, and some of my, they weren't my buddies, I didn't know them, but they got me and picked me up and took me to what was called a Seagraves Battle Hospital. And grown boys screaming, "Mama, Mama, help me." That bothers me. I still hear that. What else can we talk about?
First of all, I'm glad you crawled.
I am too. And I have to say, I was told that I'd never be able to lift my arm past my hip. But I fooled them. I play golf a week.
Two, three times a week.
But that's a story I haven't told. And it's hard to tell. But is it something that we of World War II did not talk about? Because it was horror. It was terrible. And the most terrible part about it is we enjoyed it. We were trained to kill. I enjoyed focusing my sights. I'm credited with 5 kills that way. But I hit them where I wanted to hit them. And that's terrible. I'm not proud of that. But that's the way it happened. And I've said it. Actually, I don't think I remember what I said, but I do know that it's out and I'll be able to sleep a little better.
I remember being young and you take your shirt off in the summer and, you know, you have a hole in your back. I mean, there's a chunk missing and I'd see it or touch it. And, you know, I always wanted to know the story of how it happened. And so it's good to know the whole story. Thank you, Grandpa.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
That was World War II veteran Stanley Sassine speaking with his grandson, Adrian. The story was initially recorded and broadcast in 2010, but the two had a follow-up visit to the StoryCorps booth, and they talk about how this original conversation changed the veteran's life. We'll share that story next week. Today's story was produced locally for WABE by Dana Goldman and Melissa Terry. If there's something you've been meaning to share with a loved one, why not book some time of your own in the StoryCorps booth? Learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.